It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today, President Obama greets American troops returned from Iraq. He's visiting Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, home of the Army's 1st Armored Division.
It's a safe prediction that nobody will unfurl a mission accomplished banner like the one that hung behind President Bush in 2003. More than 7 years of war have passed since that ceremony.
And today, President Obama marks a more ambiguous milestone. It's the formal end of U.S. combat operations. The president addresses the nation tonight, and in a moment will question his spokesman, Robert Gibbs. We begin with NPR's John Burnett.
If he had a few words with the commander-in-chief today, Major Elliot Rogers would tell him this.
I guess the first thing that pops in my mind is to say thank you.
Thank you that he will not lose any more soldiers. 51 from Fort Bliss have died in Iraq. The 37-year-old rear detachment commander from Raleigh, North Carolina, is also thankful, after repeated trips to Iraq, that he is at home in El Paso now that his 13-year-old daughter, Erin, has started high school.
The fact that when she has a issue or concern in high school, I don't have to address those via Skype or, you know, freaking webcam. I can actually put my arm around her and actually talk to her in person. So that means a lot.
Rogers spent his last deployment in Iraq training his counterparts in the 12th Iraqi Army Division to take over the defense of their country with the U.S. Army in a supporting role. He agrees with the August 31st deadline to end the combat mission. Though there are still lots of hostile combatants, Major Rogers says it's time to turn it over to the Iraqis.
You know, if we wanted to, I guess we could stay there forever and continue to fight foreign fighters. But is the Iraqi Army ready? I think yes. Willing? I guess you have to be determined.
Charles Hawkins, a 28-year-old staff sergeant from Vienna, Ohio, has no family and no stateside commitments. He doesn't particularly look forward to life on the sprawling desert army post in West Texas. If he has the opportunity to give the president a message...
Just want you to let me go to Afghanistan next. I want to go there next, so when's my next deployment?
Sergeant Hawkins has had 5 deployments to Iraq. The most recent was cut short, and he returned to Fort Bliss 3 weeks ago as the U.S. troop commitment was downsized. He says he won't miss it.
Pretty much all I want to see of Iraq. Time to go see a new landscape.
In his last deployment, Hawkins and his squad in Alpha Company 136 helped train Iraqi soldiers to run highway checkpoints. In a recent USA Today poll, 60% of the respondents said the Iraq war was not worth it and the U.S. is not any safer. The soldiers interviewed at Fort Bliss disagree.
Has the United States won the Iraq war?
I'd say yes. We went over there for weapons of mass destruction and really didn't find any, but we won by helping out a country that was in need. They needed our help, and we went over and helped them and did our best and got them to where they have are stable now and can help themselves.
With no plans for the 1st Armored to redeploy to Iraq, the returning soldiers can begin to make plans. Sergeant Josie Peters wants to buy a house with her husband. No more apartments. The 23-year-old Arkansas native has been to Iraq twice as a medic. She came back in March. Iraq veterans have had enough of sandstorms, camel spiders, and body armor in 120-degree heat.
Southern Iraq was terrible. Like, the wind blew and it was so hot, it felt like somebody just was standing and blowing like a hot blow dryer in your face.
Oh, and what would she tell the commander-in-chief today if he stops to shake her hand?
His wife is always very fashionable. I like her style.
John Burnett, NPR News, El Paso.